Blog Talk Radio.
Power. need you touch me now. Holy Spirit, fall fresh on me. I need you touch me now. You are perfect, tried and pure. You are healer, you are the cure. Redeemer of the lost and cold. You're the sovereign Lord of all. You're creator of earth and stone. You're the maker of flesh and bone. You're Jehovah, all powerful. Your freedom worth fighting for. Come what may, you're worthy of glory. Come what may, you're worthy of praise. All we are is glory's reflection. We'll bless your name. We'll bless your name. We'll bless your name. We'll bless your name. And your kindness unmatchable. There's grace for guilt. There's grace for wrong. You are light for the past. Lord, without you, where will we go? You're the way, hey, our open door, woo, to hear heaven from the below. Your defender, yeah, when judgment calls, we protect it.
We give it all to you. I'm praising my Savior. Oh, oh. Perfect submission. All is at rest. I in my
I'm not afraid to You know, I've been in some dark places in my life, places I would never want you to go. I've been abused, I've been lied on, I've been talked about, misunderstood, but still God was always there. He picked me up and he brought me out. I never really felt I deserved his goodness or his grace, but that's the kind of God we serve. What a friend we have in Jesus. When everything that you worked for all of your life suddenly disappears, and you feel all hope is gone, and those that you confided in told everything you said, family members you thought would never leave you, they deceived you. When that happens, baby, it's all grace. It's all God. Now I want to tell you something. He's better than any doctor, better than any lawyer. He's better than any friend, because friends will deceive you. He's better than any lover that I've ever known. He's awesome. He's better than any psychiatrist, because he knows me from the inside. Oh, he'll never leave me. And let me tell you something else. You can never shock him. Anything that you do, I'm amazed that he loves me anyway. You see, by faith, I can come to you.
You are all that matters. I'm nothing without you.
What would have become of me if I didn't see your light? What would have been said of me if you didn't hold my hand? Now I've come to realize that you are all I have. You are all that matters to me. You are all.
Hey. nothing like your presence, Jesus. There's nothing like the atmosphere of heaven filling a building on the earth. Second verse, ruler of the nation. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We bless God for each and every one of you this morning. Hallelujah. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. I am Apostle Marco Buraboy. Thank you for joining us. Let us go into prayers this morning in the name of Jesus. Father, we bless you and we thank you, Lord. We praise you, we worship you, we glorify your name. We thank you, Lord, for a dawning of a new day. We thank you, Lord, for allowing us to be in your presence. For in your presence there is fullness of joy. We thank you and we bless your name, Jesus. You are awesome. You are great. You are wonderful. We love you, Jesus. If we had thousands and thousands and thousands and millions and trillions of words to describe you, you are indescribable. And we just love you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that you have never let us down in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your faithfulness, even when we are not faithful. We thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for your loving kindness. We thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to thy throne of grace. And we ask for mercy, O God. Have mercy upon us, O God. Hallelujah. Be merciful unto us, O God. We have sinned. And we have fallen short of the glory of God. And we cry out to you, O God, for mercy in the name of Jesus. Mercy in the name of Jesus. Mercy in the name of Jesus. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of all our sins. Cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Create in us a clean heart. And renew a right spirit within us, O God. We pray for mercy, mercy for ourselves, mercy for our children, mercy for our grandchildren, mercy, O God. Mercy, 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 mercy. In the name of Jesus, mercy, O God. Mercy, O God. Mercy, O God. In the name of Jesus, O God, rain down your mercy. Rain down your grace. Rain down your love. Rain down your mercy, O God. Mercy for our children. Mercy for our grandchildren. Mercy for this nation. Mercy, O God. Mercy, mercy, mercy. Mercy, O God. Mercy. We pray for global mercy in the name of Jesus. Oh, have mercy upon us, O God. In the name of Jesus, let the blood of Jesus wash us. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us. Let the blood of Jesus purify us, O God. In the name of Jesus, the precious blood of Jesus, the redeeming blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood that gives us strength from day to day, the blood of Jesus, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus, the blood of blood, the blood of Jesus, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. Strengthen us, O God. Strengthen us, O God. Your strength is made perfect in our weakness. We pray for strength. We pray for strength this morning. In the name of Jesus, O God, revive our spirit. Revive our soul. Refresh us, O God. Refresh us, O God. In the name of Jesus, we pray for refreshing. A refreshing of your Holy Spirit. in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Father, this morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and the Lord's girded with truth in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Lord, to be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us in the name of Jesus. Be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us, O God. We ask you, O Lord, to send your holy angels to guide us. Send your holy angels to protect us in the name of Jesus. Oh, we pray for divine angelic assistance to minister to us, to assist us, to guide us and protect us in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 In the name of Jesus, we thank you, O God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you. We bless your name. Hallelujah. No weapon tested against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises against us in judgment shall be condemned. When God is for us, who can be against us? Oh God, we bless your name. Oh God, we praise you. Hallelujah. Oh God, we worship you. Oh God, we glorify your name. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Ask you to strengthen us, O God. Breathe on us, O God. In the name of Jesus. Heal us, O God. Restore us, O God. Hallelujah. We magnify your name. Blessed be the name of our Lord. We pray for unity and oneness in the Spirit. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you and we bless you. Hallelujah. We give you glory. We give you honor. Hallelujah. We magnify your name. Hallelujah. Oh, we praise you, Lord. We bless you. Hallelujah. Oh, we pray, thank you for infilling, O God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. I want you to turn your Bibles with me. Good morning to those of you that's just joining. I got a word from the Lord, and I just want to pass it on quickly, and we'll take the Holy Communion. I will not keep you long by God's grace. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we bless God for you, each and every one of you. Acts chapter 1. Acts chapter 1. And just bear with me. I might go through a few scriptures this morning because I want you to have an understanding. Holy Spirit, I totally depend on you. I welcome you once again. I know you're right here. Oh, let me speak in your power, in your anointing, and not in man's wisdom, in the name of Jesus, but the wisdom that comes from you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. So let's look at verse 5. Verse 5 says, "For John baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost, not many days hence. You shall be John baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost." And then let's go to verse 8. "But ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth." Hallelujah. So I read, baptized with the Holy Ghost, and the baptism of the, you know, baptized of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. And I want you to take a note of that. When you're baptized with the Holy Ghost, you receive the power to be witnesses for Christ. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. When you receive Christ, the Holy Spirit is within you. Hallelujah. Because the Spirit of Christ comes in you when you receive Christ. Hear me out. And then when you baptize of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is for you to be witnesses, for that's for an assignment. Amen. Your assignment. Hallelujah. That's why I say to all the time, I say that we should yearn for to be baptized, those who are not baptized, for the gift of the Holy Spirit. And the reason I'm going this way, in the days of the Old Testament days, the prophets, Moses, every one of them, they had the Holy Spirit came upon them for certain, as for the assignments. The assignment that God gave them, like Samuel, like everyone in the Old Testament, the Holy Spirit were for an assignment. The Holy Spirit did not abide in them, but he only came for a specific assignment for them to carry out, a specific assignment, hallelujah, for the kingdom of God. David, everyone, hallelujah, the Holy Spirit came upon them for a specific assignment, and then he left, amen. But every time when God had certain things for them to do, the Spirit of the Lord came upon them. We are blessed because the Holy Spirit is with us. He abides with us. Amen. When you're baptized with the Holy Spirit abides, he abides in it. This is the dispensation. What Jesus said, I will send you the Holy Spirit who will lead you, who will guide you into all truth, the Holy Ghost. So where am I going this morning? This is where I'm going. The Lord spoke to me at 1 a.m. this morning. And he was speaking to me about the oil when he woke me up. And he said, the dead stick. I said, what does that? And I woke my husband up to explain this to me. And in the natural, many times when we run our cars, we have to check the oil. Amen? You take it out, the sticks. The dipstick out, and you check the oil to see if you have enough oil in your car. To have enough oil in your car and to see if everything is going. Because without that, if you don't check the oil, your car can run out of oil and different things can happen. It can even cause your car to go into flames of fire. So that's why you're supposed to change, do an oil change so many times, maybe every 3,000 miles or whatever it is, hear me out, that you have to do an oil change for your car. Amen? And if, so the engine and everything can run properly. Okay? If you do not do an oil change for your car, even the oil, when you're checking your oil, the oil gets dirty. Amen? The oil gets real dirty, and then it can cause a lot. And then there's not enough oil. The engine cannot run properly. A lot of people in the Christian, a lot of people have been running oil. They do not have that oil. They have not checked their oil. Their oil is down, and that's the oil of the Holy Spirit. Amen? In the name of Jesus, the oil. That's why many of times you get weary and you get tired and you can't pray and you want to do this and you want to do that. And we go through all these different emotions and feelings. Because your oil, you need a change of oil. You need that. They need to give you an oil change. Drain that oil and get a refilling of the Holy Spirit, a fresh oil to take you. Every you need that fresh oil to take you to the next dimension or next step with your walk with God. You can't keep running on oil. You preach all oil. You run all oil. You pray. That's why you get tired and weary. You don't feel like praying because you're praying all oil. The oil cannot run like that because that's what you're doing. You're praying on. You preach. You pray. You everything on that oil. That oil needs to be changed. Let it drain that oil and let the Father infill you. You need an infilling of the Holy Spirit. Infilling. And every now and then, that's why preachers have to rest. You cannot just keep going. Yeah, you have to rest in the presence of the Lord. You rest so the Lord can infill you so you can move on. But you can't just keep going. God rested. Today is the Sabbath day. This is the seventh day. God rested on the seventh day. And he is our Father. If he rested, why can't you rest? Why you keep going and you cannot rest? And therefore, there's no fruits coming out because you're not resting. You can't even hear from God because you're not. You know, when you're tired, think about it. Naturally, when we're tired, you can't hear. When you're tired, and just the time there, you become vulnerable to the enemy. He takes advantage of you because he knows that you're tired. So he comes and he takes advantage, and you become vulnerable to the enemy, and then he attacks you. That's what he does. He will attack when you're tired. He attacks when you're weary. Your guards come down when you're tired and you're weary. You need to rest. Rest. And when I say rest in the presence of the Lord, sometimes you need to be still and know that he's God. Hallelujah. Because when you be still and you rest and you get that change, he infills you. Get rid of that oil and let him infill you with the Holy Spirit. Infill you. Need an infilling, a fresh infilling, because you've run down. You are run down. You pray, you run down. You preach, you run down. It's like, and it's not doing anything for you or anybody else. If you keep going that way, this is why men and women of God, sometimes the Lord will call, they'll leave this earth early because they have run, their oil is they're just running on their dark, dirty oil. But God wants to cleanse us, and he wants to infill us to move on. You are a tired soldier. A tired soldier will get hurt in a battle. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Then it moves from the anointing and move from the form of godliness, denying the power within. Sometimes you hear people preach, you can tell they're preaching on oil. You can see, and some of you won't even pay attention to that because you don't have that discernment. But most times, if you open your spiritual eyes to hear, you can see the tiredness. Amen. In the name of Jesus. And when you're tired, you gotta rest. Rest in the Lord so that he can fill you up and that you can become stronger. And you can become wiser, and then you can move into all that he's called you to do. Hallelujah. Sometimes even when God says to rest, some people don't rest. They just continue going. But everyone needs time to rest in the Lord. Rest in his presence. Rest in the Lord. This year I did several mandates that the Lord gave me to do. And I did the last one, the eagle, gathering of the eagle. And he said, now I want you to rest in me. I want you to rest in me. And that's what we got to hear from the Lord. So when God says, rest in me, I stopped right where I am. And the Lord had no more conferences for this year. And I want you to rest in me. Just do your normal services, but rest in me. Hallelujah. Because if I keep going, that's the old oil. I have to stop. Get an oil change. Get a fresh infilling of the Holy Spirit for the next assignment in the name of Jesus. And this is what everyone needs. Stop running, and learn to rest in the Lord and get refreshed in the Lord. Hallelujah. You can wear yourself out and you will not be no use to the body of Christ. Your guards will be down. The enemy will attack you. Who am I speaking to? It's time for you to rest in the presence of the Lord. You're not running competition with nobody. It is not about that. It is about the glory of God and for you to rest in his presence. Rest so you can hear from him, so he can fill you, give you an oil change to move forward. Hallelujah. We praise the name of Jesus. We bless the name of Jesus. We give God the glory. We give God the honor. And another thing the Lord spoke to me about, you just don't go into battles without asking the Lord. Amen. In the name of Jesus. You just don't go into battles without asking God. You know, David always asked God, should I fight? Should I do this? Do I do that? And God gave him instructions and show him how to fight. Don't go to God. Battles that the Lord didn't ask you to do will wear you out. You will get attacked in your dreams, in your sleep, when you go for battles. People will ask you to pray for them. Oh, pray for me. And their hands are in. You got to ask God. God. I'm not saying don't pray, but ask God. Inquire of God. Pray for me. This person after me. That person after me. Seek God's face. You don't have to rush to do it right away. You wait and you ask God. I'm talking about some of these deep battles that I will ask you to pray for. Why? And when you start praying for them, guess what happens? This person is already, their hands are into witchcraft and different things. And they already have a covenant. So why are you in a covenant and with the devil and in a covenant with God? One foot with the devil, one foot with God. Then they ask you to come and pray for them and they know they're in covenant with the devil. So instead of doing that, go to the Lord. Go to the Lord. People will say, go to the Lord. I received a request yesterday, and this request was so deep witchcraft, this thing that I don't even know the person. I don't need to know the person, but I had to ask, inquire of the Lord. Inquire, because those are battles you got to ask God. Because if you do not ask God about these battles, you will go in and get wounded. You will go in and get wounded or sometimes wiped out. Because people will not tell you the truth about what they're into. They will tell you on the surface, but they're into, there's so much witchcraft, incantation, a lot of stuff people are into right now. Ask God. When you pray, it's a communication. You pray. Do not go into battles without asking the Lord. Lord. And not only asking him, ask him, how do you pray? If he tells you to pray, he will give that person victory. And he will tell you how to pray, not just pray, but how to pray for the victory. And if he's telling you to be still, know that, be still, do you be still? And if you don't know how to pray, and you're caught on the spot, pray in the Holy Ghost. Let the Holy Spirit intercede, because the Holy Spirit knows it. If people ask you to pray and it's a battle, and I might not even know it's a battle or what it is, I pray in the Holy Spirit. When I pray in the Holy Spirit, it's the Holy Spirit making intercession for that person, because he knows. Many of you have been joined in, and that have made you tired and weary. Tired and weary, not because you do not inquire of the Lord. You do not inquire of the Lord. You cannot just do this thing. Your boss is Jesus Christ. You're just going and going and going and going. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord in the name of Jesus. So I just want to encourage you. It's time for you to rest in the presence of the Lord so that you can receive and hear from him for this next season that we're going into. It's not going to be an easy season, because you need to be ready for the next season. Amen. You need to know the word of God. You can't keep running back and forth. You got to be serious and know the word of God. Hallelujah. And study to show yourself approved, because the enemy is on a rampage. And you need to know the word, and you need to know the praise, and don't be hateful and mean to others. And don't walk in lies. Lies is, and it's not the truth. You, Jesus Christ said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. Don't lie. This is what got so much confusion going on, because pastors and prophets and apostles, they're just lying. Prophet lying. Prophet, God said this. God said that. God did this. God, and so much lies. And lies to get accolades, to get approval, all that stuff. It's not worth it, because when you lie, you're lying on the Holy Spirit, and you're blaspheming the Holy Spirit when you say things that God didn't tell you to say. If God didn't say to say it, do say it. Don't lie. It's wrong. You are blessing the Holy Spirit. You cause confusion. You can cause nations to fight against each other because of lies. You can disrupt families. You can disrupt relationships because of lies. When God didn't say it, keep your mouth shut and don't say it. God, good. Because you're lying on God and causing more division, more confusion in your family, in the womb, in the body of Christ, in nations, because you're a prophet. We prophesy in part. God will not tell us everything. Hallelujah. And when he didn't tell you something, don't say he told me and he didn't tell you. Amen. In the name of Jesus, don't do it. You causing too much confusion in families, in wombs, in the nation. Lying, lying, lying. You know, it has to stop. When you lie like that, families can kill each other for those lies. You know, I remember a prophet lied to me, and I'm a minister, even the elect. God, the devil will try. You think the devil won't try God's elect? But thank God for the Holy Spirit for discernment. Because it can mess your destiny up when prophets lie to you or put you on the wrong path just because they want to please you. What did God say? What did God say? It's wrong. Stop running behind for each ears and wait on the Lord. Wait, if God didn't say something, I asked for me, if he don't say something, he didn't tell me nothing. And I'm not going to even repeat what he didn't tell you. If he didn't say it, why should I say it? If you don't want to come on the prayer line or to come in the ministry, that's fine. Because I'm not going to lie on God because I'm looking for people. No, 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 no. Because what? My soul is very important to me. Hallelujah. Let's get ready for the Holy Communion. In the name of Jesus, I just want you all to rest in the presence of the Lord. Get restored, get refreshed, get renewed, get rejuvenated. Hallelujah for the next season. Hallelujah. Get ready with your Holy Communion. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to just play this song as I get my communion ready, and then right after, I will ask I think it's as Paul Saul is on, and to pray over the Holy Communion. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'm going to turn it over to Apostle Cynthia.
Hallelujah. For the word of the Lord says, as often as you do this in remembrance of me. Lest us not forget and let us not take for granted the power of the communion and what it really means to each and every one of us. It represents the blood and the body of Christ. For all those that are joining us this morning, if you are prepared, we ask that you pull your hearts, your minds in toward the Spirit of the living God and reach and get your body, which is the bread of life of Christ. It represents all that he did for us. And we ask now, Father God, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, that you bless this bread, that you bless your body, that you, Father, remove everything that is unholy from us, and that we least not forget what this means, that you bled, you died, and you rose for us, just for us. So, Father, we honor you with the pureness of our heart and the pureness of our mind. And we say, bless this bread. Bless it, bless it, bless it. You may take of the body, which is the bread. And Father God, we just thank you. We thank you for this water, this wine, this juice. We thank you that you will purify it, and that you will consecrate it holy, and that it represents the blood. We thank you for the blood that you shed for us. We thank you, Father, that we stay and we live and we walk under the blood. We're saturated in it. And as we do this in remembrance of you. We take it not for granted that it's because of your blood that we live, we breathe, and we have our being. So, Father, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. And, Father, we will bless you. So those that have represented here today that have the blood of Christ, your wine, your water, your juice that has been consecrated holy, you may partake of the blood of Yeshua HaMashiach. And then, Father, we just give you praise. We give you honor and we give you glory. We will be found in right standing with you. And we will rest in you, O God, not in man, but in you. We thank you, Father, that every curse has been broken because we, your children, we stand by faith and we stand under the blood and the power and the body of Christ, knowing that it is already done. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you, Apostle. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. We praise the Lord. We bless the Lord. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, let us say the grace. And those of you that have your Sabbath offering, let me pray over it in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift up our offerings to you, O God. And we thank you, O God, as we give. You said you, in the word, you love a cheerful giver. And Father God, we don't give because of a compulsion. We give willingly and cheerfully in the name of Jesus. And we ask you to bless the offering in the mighty name of Jesus, that it will be used to bring glory and honor to your name in your kingdom in the name of Jesus. And we pray for fruitfulness and multiplication in every area of our lives that will bring glory and honor to your name. We pray, Father God, for a hundredfold, O God, in the name of Jesus. We bless you and we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name we've prayed, amen and amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful and blessed day. And remember to rest in his presence. Rest in Christ. Rest in Christ. Love you. Have a blessed one.